Hi, Graham. Thanks for joining us here today. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. And the first one is, have you ever thought about what kind of community you do live in or what sort of community you'd like to live in?
Well, I have, Sharon, in fact. 6 or 7 years ago when we were thinking about moving here, we came in to look at the town and we discovered that there was a gym run by the community. There was a cinema at that time run by the community and there was a farmer's market, and they're all important things to us. We sort of see that it says that this is a community that can do things for itself. And we're sort of attracted to the idea of a community that can look to the future, because the future's with us, things are going to change. A community that can sort of look for new ideas and take the best of those new ideas and merge it with the best of the past, but not stick to the past for the sake of sticking to the past.
And that's Graham. Graham has been on our management committee for the last 6 years.
And that's Sharon. Sharon is the manager of Kiowa Together.
And Graham has been our vice chair more recently, but has held a number of roles throughout the time. And what motivated you, Graham, to join our management committee?
I think that to the greatest extent possible, people should contribute to the community they live in some way. It's about being part of a community. It's about making a difference. And you know, some people have got more time than others, and that's understandable. But joining and supporting a committee is important. It's a way you get things done without relying on governments or government departments and agencies. And finding people to stick with committees is sometimes difficult, and it's been in decline for many years, that willingness to join. But I think a lot of people don't have any experience of the joys of working together collaboratively for a common cause.
Oh, tell us about the joys, Graham.
Well, in this instance, the joys have been just seeing the growth in youth services in the area, which is particularly important. There's emergency relief through a Fair Share kitchen. There's the gym I mentioned before. And in recent years, there's been a tip shop. So, you know, these are a lot of things that the community has achieved, and being able to contribute to those outcomes is a worthwhile thing.
Thanks, Graham.
So, Sharon, what do you need as manager? What do you need from a committee to enable you and the staff to do your best work?
Well, I think what we need are committed management committee members. It requires, you know, to come to meetings every couple of months, and, you know, ideally people come along because they feel motivated or passionate about particular things in their community, and we can utilize their skills. Everyone brings different attributes along, so hopefully people come along with a bit of an idea from a governance perspective about what they can do to support those services that you mentioned, and also the manager, because you know, I like to come to you and have conversations about different things, but also hopefully it's fun that we get to work on projects together and keep moving the organization forward.
Great. Thanks, Sharon.
No worries. Thank you, Graham.
Okay.